Bill Monroe invented the country music offshoot known as bluegrass music. He died in 1996 when he was in his 80s and had been inducted into both the Country Music and Rock and Roll Halls of Fame. A new biography of Monroe called Can't You Hear Me Callin' by Richard D. Smith has just been published, and there's a new all-star salute to Monroe and his music called Big Mon, produced by one of Monroe's musical disciples, Ricky Skaggs. It features performers ranging from the Dixie Chicks to John Fogerty.
John Fogerty's interpretation of one of Bill Monroe's best-known songs commences with a snippet of a performance by Monroe and his Bluegrass Mountain Boys. Then Fogerty turns the tune into a chunk of rockabilly that is, in turn, reminiscent of Elvis Presley's wailing version of the song. Fogerty combines the meticulous with the passionate in a way that unfortunately drains the life out of the song. Much closer in spirit to what Monroe was trying to get at is Dolly Parton's version of Cry, Cry, Darling. Parton sounds as if she's standing on a mountaintop, keening for her man, hoping he'll come back, her despair steadily overtaking her. That's one of Bill Monroe's career-long themes, a restless loneliness that cries out for relief. Many reviews of the new biography, Can't You Hear Me Callin', have expressed surprise that Monroe, in his later years such a figure of stalwart dignity, was at his most active both a womanizer and a vindictive guy who held grudges for decades. It's as if some reviewers are surprised once again to discover that a great artist can also be an ornery SOB. But that flinty guy wrote some beautiful music, rendered best here by Ricky Skaggs, who produced the entire CD, and Natalie Maines, the best voice in the Dixie Chicks.
Walk softly on this heart of mine, love.
Don't treat let it rest in peace and quiet love.
Walk softly on this heart of mine.
You say you're sorry once again, dear. You want me to take you back once more. You say you need a helping hand, dear, but that's what you told me once before.
Walk soft.
Softly on this heart of mine.
Bill Monroe's formal innovation was to play the mandolin with a fast precision that broke the melody apart into a series of dotted notes. You can practically hear him assembling the tune. Just using the mandolin as a lead instrument was a novelty, one that Monroe emphasized by strumming hard and using only 4 strings instead of 8. This collection doesn't include a single one of Monroe's top 20 country hits, focusing instead on songs that allow vocalists like Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels, and Mary Chapin Carpenter to strut their ostentatious stuff over Monroe's discreet melodies. But even their preening cannot snuff out the flame that Ricky Skaggs keeps fanning on this homage, the red-hot flicker of a man at odds with himself and everyone around him, making beauty out of plaintiveness.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Big Mon, the songs of Bill Monroe, produced by Ricky Skaggs.